I entered the corral. Water splashed. His mount staggered. It was covered with foam. Never again would it run well. It hurt me to see an animal so broken. But its rider had cause. Two taken darted about just beyond the bound of the null. One flung a violet bolt. It perished long before it reached us. One Eye cackled and raised a middle finger. Always wanted to do that. Oh, wonder of wonders, Goblin squeaked, looking the other way. A number of mantas, big bluebacks, soared off the rosy bluffs, caught updrafts. Must have been a dozen, though they were hard to count, maneuvering as they did to avoid stealing one another's wind. These were giants of their kind. Their wings spanned almost 100 feet. When they were high enough, they dove at the taken in pairs. The rider halted, fell. He had an arrow in his back. He remained conscious just long enough to gasp, "Tokens!" The first manta pair, seeming to move with slow, stately grace, though actually they streaked 10 times faster than a man can run, ripped past the nearer taken just inside Darling's null. Each loosed a brilliant lightning bolt. Lightning could speed where taken witchery would not survive. One bolt hit. Taken and carpet reeled, glowed briefly. Smoke appeared. The carpet twisted and spun earthward. We sent up a ragged cheer. The taken regained control, rose clumsily, drifted away. I knelt by the messenger. He was little more than a boy. He was alive. He had a chance if I got to work. A little help here, One Eye. Manta pairs ripped along the boundary of the null, blasting away at the second taken. This one evaded effortlessly, did nothing to fight back. That's Whisper, Elmo said. Yeah, I said. She knows her way around. One Eye grumbled. You're going to help this kid or not, Croaker? All right, all right. I hated to miss the show. It was the first I had seen so many mantas, the first I had seen them support us. I wanted to see more. Well, said Elmo, while calming the boy's horse and going through his saddlebags, another missive for our esteemed analyst. He proffered another oilskin packet. Baffled, I tucked it under my arm, then helped One Eye carry the messenger down into the hole. Chapter 10 Bowman's Story. Croaker. Jasmine's squeal rattled the windows and doors.
Bowman's, you come down here. Come down right now, you hear me?
Bowman sighed. A man couldn't get 5 minutes alone. What the hell did he get married for? Why did any man? You spent the rest of your life doing hard time, doing what other people wanted, not what you wanted.
Bowman's, I'm coming, damn it!
Damned woman can't blow her nose without me there to hold her hand, he added sotto voce. He did a lot of talking under his breath. He had feelings to vent and peace to maintain. He compromised. Always he compromised. He stamped downstairs, each footfall a declaration of irritation. He mocked himself as he went. You know you're getting old when everything aggravates you. What do you want? Where are you?
In the shop.
There was an odd note in her voice. Suppressed excitement, he decided. He entered the shop warily.
Surprise!
His world came alive.